The National Cancer Institute is cutting the time it takes to start clinical drug trials, and it's doing it through the use of standards for secure online transactions. NCI and the Safe Biopharma Association are putting the concepts outlined in the National Strategy for Trusted Identities and Cyberspace. They're putting those ideas into practice. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller has all the story for us. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so this sounds like something related very close to the agency's mission being improved by this whole system of using standards for secure online transactions. What is the National Cancer Institute and Safe Biopharma doing exactly?
Well, obviously the goal here is speed. Speed up the process, but not speed just to make it faster. Typically, it's all about the paperwork. To begin a drug trial, you need multiple people to sign off. So what NCI and the Safe Biopharma Association are doing is securely automating that sign-off process, which right now is manually intensive and can take a long time. Steve Friedman is the Chief Clinical Trials Operations in the NCI's informatics branch. He says it takes 3 to 5 days to move the documents down the line and get all the people to sign off. The goal is to cut that down to a few hours.
It goes into a portal, so to speak, and then people can go into the portal, retrieve it, sign it, push it back through, sort of like cloud technology in that regard. And then people, as long as they have the right credentials, can go in. Because we're dealing with confidential documents, we need to make sure that there's secure access, and only the right people with the right permissions can go in and retrieve and sign documents.
Now, here was the biggest challenge to using this new technology. I also spoke with Molly Shield-Euling. She's the president and CEO of Safe Biopharma. She says Safe Biopharma is using the federal public key infrastructure bridge to authenticate and authorize users.
They get a digital credential, which is a unique algorithm linked to that identity for them to authenticate and to sign. So every time they sign, it is a unique signature linked to them. That signature can be validated at the time of signing, or it can be validated long after that signature has been executed to ensure that it was indeed valid at the time of signing. This is very important in clinical trials because the FDA requires the retention of those signatures for the life of the drug, plus a number of years following the removal of the drug from the market.
Now, researchers can use anything from USB tokens to software tokens, which live on the computer's hard drive or on the network, smart cards like HSPD12 PIV cards, or even one-time password credentials that's based on public key infrastructure.
So what are the benefits of using secure online transactions?
Well, we talked about speed. I mean, that's the most obvious one. That's the biggest one. But actually, there are several others. Friedman says many of the clinicians and researchers travel to conferences, other places, so paper documents no longer have to be waiting for them when they get back to sign off. They can sign off right from their laptop. But more importantly, Friedman says the effort highlights the way the government can be on the cutting edge of technology.
I think there's a big advantage here by being able to show people that the government can enter into these private-public partnerships with success. There's always been, I think, some casual attitudes that the government is not up with the latest and greatest from the commercial standpoint. I think this proves that we're willing to collaborate and move forward for the betterment. Really, when you look at it, for the patients that are on our trials, those that are sick with cancer, that are dependent upon us moving these processes along so they can enroll on clinical trials as early as possible, meeting those objectives, I think, is everybody's end goal.
Now, Shield-Euling says the electronic signatures also give a much better audit trail for the companies. It creates searchable databases. And, again, it's mobile because the researchers can sign off on the documents anywhere in the world. She says, you know, there's real cost savings, there's cost avoidance. So, as she says, hard and soft savings from this effort.
So it sounds like they're applying this to the clinical drug trial process. Are the NCI and maybe Safe Biopharma's plans to expand this program? Do they have other parts of the process they would like to apply it to, Jason?
I think so. Right now, the pilot's just about a year old. NCI's Friedman says that the success of the pilot is helping to influence the way the agency actually is revamping its entire clinical trials process. He says there's a lot of interest in using this type of technology to speed up the other pieces of the administrative parts of the clinical trials. Now, Shield-Euling says the initiative between NCI and Bristol-Myers Squibb, which is a founding member of the Safe Biopharma Association, is in the first of several phases.
Phase one, it was a pilot in which Bristol-Myers Squibb and the National Cancer Institute signed and exchanged documents. And there were a number of different documents for trial initiation, a letter of intent, contracts, clinical trial agreements, that kind of thing. And so either party could initiate the signing process. In phase two, It was expanded to include Sanofi Aventis, and that phase is ongoing, almost completed. And then phase three, we will include medical research institutions, the cooperating groups, NCI's cooperating groups. And then we hope by the end of this year, NCI hopes to have a plan to move it into production.
Now, she adds that the concept could be used in other areas, including the Drug Enforcement Agency's recent requirements on e-prescriptions and obviously in other parts of NIH that depend on research. Now, NCI's Friedman says that the agency once they get through the second stage of this process, they're going to make sure it works before they expand it to other parts of the agency or even NIH more broadly. He said there are many the biggest issue right now he sees as the future is the fact that some of the agencies will need technology upgrades before they can use the digital signature and PKI software.
Well, this is all pretty interesting because it sounds like, as you said early on, it is an implementation of that NSTIC strategy. And the NSTIC strategy says, well, it's going to take about 10 years for this ecosystem of products to allow this kind of thing to take place. But it sounds like they're really got it going today.
They do, and then one of the things, remember, this is something that the federal bridge is something that's been worked on for already a decade. I mean, if you remember Judy Spencer from the General Services Administration, she was the big push behind the federal bridge. Now, this is the actual, federal bridge being used, and we heard a lot about it with the defense. There's the defense aerospace industry has a federal bridge, has a link to the federal bridge called CertiPath. There's a new one coming up soon that Sheila Julian was talking about for medical institutions and education institutions. So it's starting to get a rollout, but I think an example like what the National Cancer Institute is doing shows, hey, it's not, one, it's not that hard to do, and two, look at the impact it can have.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, we talked about how this process can be speeded up because of use of PKI and also be made more convenient because you said people can sign the documents from wherever they might be over the Internet. Does it also reduce the possibility of fraud or some kind of lack of accountability in a clinical trial situation?
I think one of the good things is, and this is what Sheila Julian talked about, was the fact is the audit trails are much better. And once the documents are signed, they're dated, they're hard dated, if you will, by the computer, and that is permanent. That cannot be changed. And that's one of the benefits of using the public key infrastructure, that hash algorithm. It does a handshake. There's two pieces of software that have to shake hands. Well, nobody else has that other piece of software, so you can always go back and say, hey, the document has one mark, I have another mark, and none can be doubled. So I think it does add some more rigor to the process, but it also, you have to have that when you're talking about electronic signatures versus the mighty pen. And I think the other piece of this that we should keep in mind is that they're not speeding up the actual drug trials, meaning the testing of the pharmaceuticals.
Sure.
It's all the front-end stuff to get to the point where then they can go through the normal process of testing the pharmaceuticals the proper way.
And did they say whether this process could be expanded to the rest of NIH, because the National Cancer Institute is just one piece of a very big group?
I think they definitely have that in the horizon. I mean, right now they're really focused on getting it running in the National Cancer Institute, but they foresee this really expanding to a number of other places. I mean, if you think about, let me jump off of the NIH for a second, but the Defense Department is using, emails being digitally signed through their CAC card, the Common Access Card. That is another, that's a very similar usage. Obviously, it's different than clinical drug trials, but the idea here is let's show it works, let's prove that there's benefits, and then let's take it broader.
And what about the ease of use? Because that's what always comes up when people talk about encryption. It's understood what it's supposed to do, but the actual products can be complicated, and since you can't see what's happening, it's hard for people to really want to adopt them.
I think part of that is the trust factor. I mean, the key to all of this is not the technology, it's the trust. And I think that's something we hear time and again. For instance, take the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, the NSTIC. One of the keys here is, do you trust the person you're dealing with? And what the Federal Bridge has done and what the National Cancer Institute has done, and now Safe Biopharma, said we will prove and have audited that we are meeting a certain set of standards around securing online transactions, and that's what NSTIC eventually wants to do as well for a much more broader audience. But because they've created that trust that can say, okay, when Steve Friedman from NCI talks about, I go into that portal, I sign it, I retrieve it, I look at it, I move it on to the next person, I trust all the background information, all the issues that should have already been resolved, so therefore it's already the work's done up front, that makes it easier for them to trust it when they actually have to do the signing.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you send something off encrypted. To me, it reminds me of making sure the light really goes off when you close the refrigerator. You can't tell for sure, but you have to have a lot of faith that
right.
It really goes encrypted.
Same thing very much with the Postal Service. When you drop a letter in the mailbox, you trust that it's going to get to wherever you're going.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that report. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, and we'll have more from you later this morning, too, looks like.
Thank you.
All right. You can read Jason's story. You can hear this interview again. It's all at federalnewsradio.com.